Hey everyone, this is Rachel Mooney.
This is Cindy.
This is Maggie.
And this is Andrea. And you're listening to Real Her Talk, houses, heels, and real estate deals.
In honor of the title, houses, heels, and real estate deals, I would just like to say, if you're listening, I apologize, but I got the cutest pair of shoes from Saks. And they were on sale, and I was so very excited. And so I wore them today for the very first time. And I had tried them on at home, and they felt comfortable. And then I wore them for about 3 hours here, and I now have blisters that have actually popped in the weirdest place. It's on the side of my foot. And so now I've got these ridiculous Band-Aids on, and I had to put on flip-flops. I'm so bummed. So have you ever bought a pair of shoes that are beautiful, but they actually, like, felt pretty comfortable, and then you wore them and you died?
Yeah. Last week.
Yes. Last week?
And that's exactly where my heels, they're on the sides.
What is with that?
I don't know. But you looked good.
Yeah. Thank you.
They're fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you. So I'm going to put, in honor for anybody who can see it, I'm putting my little pink emoji on the table, because that's kind of how I feel about the shoes at the moment. Like, they're pretty. They're, like, so it's a pink poo because it's pretty, and the shoes are pretty, but the blisters are the poop emoji.
Yeah.
So, they are really pretty shoes.
Aren't those gorgeous?
Mm-hmm. I do have, you know, I have a shoe addiction too. They're
You heard of this brand before? I don't know what that brand is. I've never heard of them before.
No.
No, I'm not. I don't know that brand.
Pretty aren't those pretty? They're super different.
Look at the bottom.
They match your nails.
They do.
I know. I knew when I thought that too when I saw her.
Oh, that's, I didn't. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yes. I was that coordinated. Yeah. Yes.
And at least you brought flip flops too.
Yeah. Always.
That. Yeah.
Safety
never takes a holiday.
No, it does not.
A holiday?
Safety never takes a holiday.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sexy never takes a holiday.
Hey, Zexy doesn't take a holiday either.
No.
I mean, I wore them clear until the blisters popped and I was in debilitating pain.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
That's my son-in-law's saying. He has a lot of them.
He does. Is
that no matter where you go, there you are. Mm-hmm. We could do a whole thing on my son-in-law's.
So I always say no matter where you go, you take you with you.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Have the day you deserve.
Yeah, okay. This
has nothing to do with our topic, does it?
No. Okay. We could do a topic on
one-liners that are really, really good.
That really have a totally different reason why you're saying them.
Well, I mean, we all start with bless your heart, so that's okay.
True.
All right, so we were talking about, like, why do we do this? It's hard. We talked about that in the last episode, like some horror stories and things it has taken. Cindy, you said something as we were coming in that was funny, but so true. We remember the rough ones that we had to, like, almost die getting ourselves, getting everything to the table. But, like, there's so many amazing stories that we get to be a part of. And so I was like, let's tell some good stories instead of just the horror stories. But to your point,
yeah,
I definitely remember the first time I got threatened to be sued. That was a good one.
Yeah. That's always scary. I remember that too. Really good.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This I remember is the, that feeling.
This your is stomach
the first
drop.
Year I got threatened. Period.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's lucky. That,
yeah, this.
How?
That's lucky.
I know. We're like, how have you made it this long and not gotten threatened to be sued?
Yeah.
I say
no,
if you
I don't mean sued.
Oh, you mean
they
physically
can't be threatened this year by a
crazy human?
A crazy human client.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
I've had to file a police report. Dadgummit, we're supposed to be telling good stories.
Okay.
Back to the good stuff. Because I'm like, wow. I mean, because that is where your brain goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Negative. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
it's just a natural human thing.
Some of the worst transactions make the best stories sometimes, because the things that we encounter, go through, deal with, people can't fathom. So
and they're fun. They're funny. I mean, China tells a story. China, for you don't know, China's my processor, and we have been together for over 20 years. And
she's amazing.
She's kind of like my work child.
Yeah.
And we were talking. I said, okay, here's the topic today. And she says, why don't you tell them about the time when the co-borrower, we were having trouble getting signatures and we found out he was in federal prison.
Oh, that would explain the problems in getting those signatures.
Yes, for fraud from 9/11. Because he had taken money to help rebuild the Capitol and built bars and restaurants.
Now that is interesting.
So, a question. And he kept going.
Right.
Fraud from prison. Still.
I'm like, so then how was he the co-writer? How much income could the man possibly be collecting?
Well, I think it probably was more, if I remember, China remembers better than I am because she's much younger. I think it was they needed the assets and...
Got it.
Yeah,
maybe the credit? Then,
yeah.
Maybe he had good credit from all of that funding.
You take money from the government and then you build yourself a little empire. And he probably had money.
Probably did.
Yeah. His family probably did.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do have a good story. Oh, did you? Did you get a closing?
What I remember.
Did you have to go get signatures from prison?
We were trying to send somebody to get a notary.
Yeah.
You know, and we found out he was in prison.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that closing closed. No. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Good one. I do have a good story. From this year, I was lucky enough to work with first time homebuyers. He had retired from the Army, 28 years, he and his wife, and they were buying their first home. And the reason they had never bought is because they basically moved every 2 to 4 years all over the world. So they rented wherever they were. And so that was really interesting, first and foremost, like working with someone in their 50s that had never bought a house before, retired military. They were so excited, but they had a prerequisite, and she had to have chickens. And I thought, well, it's not going to be that big of a deal finding somewhere where we can have chickens. Well, it really is.
Oh, actually. It is.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. So found them their home, their first home. They were so happy, so over the moon. And she called me, we spoke about 3 weeks ago, and she asked if I wanted to go buy chickens with her first group of chickens. And she's buying fancy chickens.
Yeah.
Those are so dang cute.
Which are the cutest.
They are cute.
And I was going, it was on a Sunday, and of course I was going with her, and true to form, I had to go show a property. Couldn't get out of this one, not that I wanted to, but I couldn't go buy chickens. So that night she sent me pictures of the chickens. We talked about names, and she's been giving me updates.
Aww.
And pictures of her chickens. Uh-huh. So
are they babies?
Yes, and they're white, and they're only about maybe 6 inches tall, and they're already fluffy. They're already starting with the fluffy feet.
So cute. Yeah,
cute. Yeah. Fancy chickens are the cutest. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great transaction all around, but yeah.
And that's really why we do what we do.
It is.
I mean, that's why I do it, is for the story, is to be part of their journey. Moment in life that I get to be a big impact on.
Yeah.
That's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
So there's so many great stories like that where you become such great friends.
Yeah.
And then your clients are clients for life.
Yeah.
Because you do it one time and you can just continue to build that relationship.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It is fun. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. So mm-hmm.
I have a client that closed yesterday. I couldn't go because it was out in like Loganville.
So Boonville, got it. Places we don't go.
But I never met her before. And it was a referral from another realtor who at that time worked for a Prudential in Suwannee, mm-hmm. Jane Smith. And it's the funniest thing. So we closed her home and I felt like I had met my sister. I mean, we chat more and we may not see each other for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, she'll want to buy a house for her mom, or she got another house, or whatever. And it's just the best. And we always promise we're going to have lunch and stuff. And she lives in Sandy Springs, but we don't, you know. And
but you still catch up.
Yeah, yeah, but every time I talk to her, it is the same feeling as the first day that I met her.
Oh, and so cool.
Yeah. So that's, and I don't, I guess we may have done three or four homes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorites was, so Cheeky's Mexican restaurant is like a pretty popular place around here. And the owner of that one in Suwanee was selling their house, and they had, this was rough. I mean, it, I remember it because it was rough, but I promise it gets happy. And so they had all these tax liens on this house, mm-hmm. right? He hadn't paid taxes. It happens, like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you tell your agents about things ahead of time, we can help.
Yes. Yes.
So I was representing the buyer, and the agent, I don't know, but we didn't find out about those tax liens until like the 11th hour. Mm. And what was even crazier is I had the buyer, and it was a second marriage, and it was a blended family, and they were so happy. And that was so cool because I come with a blended family. And so, you know, when people are making that work, it's not the easiest thing. You really have to work at it. And it's cool because, you know, you aren't born, like me and my brothers by choice. Like I could be like, meh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like they're blood. So, I mean, I don't know. I still don't think I could get rid of him, but
probably not
at this point, but I mean, it's just like, you have to work at those relationships harder than you do when it's your siblings, I would assume, because I was an only child before. Anyways, we digress. So that has a special place in my heart. And so they were, the kids were happy. The parents were clearly happy. And then he wouldn't use my preferred lender, or else you would know this story. And so he was like, no. And he kind of kept me like in a silo, and he gave me the lender's information, but the guy was out of North Carolina, which always terrifies me because it's harder to get money into Georgia. There's all kinds of delays, right? And he's like, exactly. And that's like, please don't use internet lenders. Oh my goodness. Please.
Yeah.
It's just, they never close on time. So I was just kind of like, I'd never heard of this lender before. And finally, so we're like coming in a week and a half before closing, and he's scurrying, my buyer's scurrying, we're just now finding out there's all these tax liens on the property. More than likely the seller's gonna have to come to closing with cash. Mm-hmm. Now mind you, they had moved out before they put the house on the market. Oh. So like they're not even living there, so this is gonna be a problem.
Yeah,
it's like a week and a half to closing, and finally the husband tells me that there's all kinds of stuff on his credit, and he's got like a 590 credit score because the divorce attorneys had told him to stop paying everything.
Oh,
because in the divorce, they're like, don't pay if you had credit cards that were just in her name, stop paying those, and if they were joint, stop paying those, just pay the ones that were only in your name. And like, so he took the attorney's advice around some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, it had been a minute, but I mean, his credit was a disaster. And so I finally get him to give me the lender's information. Thank goodness it was a competent, what we call subprime lender, which means that you're like normal Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're not going to buy that loan. So they're non.
I lovingly say it's people who have some item of their finance bruised. They have a little
bruise. Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that's
a good way to put it.
Yeah, okay.
And so usually it may be credit, maybe the fact that they don't have a long history of work history.
Yeah.
It could be
all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of things.
Yeah.
That makes it just not the vanilla that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac like.
Like, okay. Yeah. And this definitely was that. And so it was like a week and a half before closing. So I finally get the guy. I'll never forget the lender's name. His name is Corey. And that's how like intense this was of us trying to figure out, because the other agent, shockingly, was not overly helpful. So I'm trying to get the seller's side help through, like, with the attorney trying to figure out, because there was more than one lien on the house. So how much did it total up to? Because the seller was going to have to bring money. So did he have the cash to come to closing with? And then my poor buyers, I'm trying to help them get everything pulled together, because there's additional hoops. Mm-hmm. When it's subprime lending, it's not, you know, traditional underwriting, because separate investors have to buy that loan. Mm-hmm. And we closed that thing on time.
Wow. That is amazing.
And so they were able to move their entire family in. They had, don't quote me, it was 4 or 5 kids between the two of them, got all of them started at school on time. And just the weight of everything we had been through, but everybody was doing their part,
right?
Except for the other region, to really try and make everything work and busting their butts, and just seeing at closing, like, the sheer
relief.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Relief from everyone, I'm sure.
And it was everybody. Yeah. It was a happy closing, because everybody was happy to be there.
Yeah.
Because we had all fought so hard to get there. And that was just so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To make it work. Because so many times I see that when something starts to go wrong, not from the mortgage lender, we don't blame. We just try to fix.
Right.
But there'll be a realtor or so now, just trying to make it more miserable than just calm down and let's see
problem
what
solve.
We can make.
Yeah, they don't know how to do that.
No.
Not everybody knows how to problem solve.
No.
And we do. That's what we do pretty much.
Yeah.
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 90% of our job is problem solving and moving things forward.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, yeah.
What's the outcome the clients want? How do we get them there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And what do we need to do?
Yeah. So that was always, was just,
that's a good one.
That was a good one, because it was so happy. Cause a lot of times when it's that contentious, and not contentious in like the people are fighting, just that there was nothing easy on either side.
Yeah.
There was nothing simple about any of it.
Yeah.
And so we got that across the finish line, and that was good. That was really good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. China was mentioning that she's really happy this week, because she got a young couple. They were also military, and they had been living in their with their parents, saving up money, and things started to go a little sideways on it. And they did for people who don't know, they did a TBD. They were very smart. So a TBD is before you get a realtor involved. We get the loan, it's called to be determined. Mm-hmm. So we get the loan perfected, and then it's easy to find the home and know what you have to do. And she said they ran into some bumps and bruises, and they got them worked out on the TBD side, and then they found a house and closed it like amazingly fast. And everybody was so excited, because it helped them even get the house that they wanted, because they could close so quickly. So I'm an advocate for, you've got clients, have them go ahead and get their loan without any without a contract. It helps a lot.
Yes,
so
it does. Get your underwriting before you.
Yeah, be fully underwritten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's a really interesting stat that people don't talk about is, well, I guess I don't think we talk about it enough as agents, but is the fact that, do you know that realtors, and I'm going to lump you into this because I know you do too, give back more in charity, money in charity, than any other industry. And I think that piece of it is really cool, because, you know, you see like commercials for buy local.
Mm-hmm.
We're as local as you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we are
small business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then for us all running small businesses to then give back into communities at that level.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that a cool stat?
That's a very cool stat.
Well, just like Keller Williams, Fairway has its own charities, multiple ones.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah,
well, that's what I mean is like, some other big companies do, and they do something big or once, you know, whatever. And a lot of times it's PR. I mean that nicely. I'm glad that people are giving. But when you've got industries like ours that are so grassroots and small business that are giving back so consistently, that is overlooked, I think, overall.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't think that people appreciate how valuable us locally value the communities we live in, the communities mm-hmm. we serve, and that we do go above and beyond to help. And so every year, Keller Williams, all over the entire world, closes every office, and we call it Red Day, and we go back and we volunteer in the community. Mm-hmm. But then also through our local Cares for Kids charity, we give back locally. And, you know, we're in a very affluent area.
Yes, we are. Very lucky.
And there are still so many people in need.
That was an eye-opener for me this year.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I've always said I live in a bubble. I live in a bubble. This area can be very, yeah. And when I realize how many seniors,
yeah,
you know, kind of put food on the table, I was just, I was kind of just blown away. I was like, what do you mean? Here? Right here? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very eye-opening.
Like if you ride, we did this 2 years ago, I think. It might have been three. It was the year of COVID. How many ever years ago?
2020.
4 years ago.
4 years ago now, which is weird, by the way.
We did we volunteered for Meals by Grace or whatever mm-hmm. it's called. And it was during the Christmas. It was really before COVID because it was Christmas season.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would be surprised when you drive those meals. Mm-hmm. The where they live, you pass by them and don't even think twice about like that's somebody that's living there. But even we would drive into neighborhoods and there'd just be this one house that, you know, their lawn is completely overgrown. Mm-hmm. They hadn't done anything. They hadn't blown leaves in years. Yeah. You walk up and there's still food sitting on the countertop mm-hmm. or on the steps because they can't get to it. Aww. I mean, it's like, it will really touch you mm-hmm. on that because it's just, you don't realize because we do live in a bubble that we just drive by these places all the time and we don't even give it a second look until we're actually like driving up to give them food. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And one of the ones when we were doing, we did a food drive. Mm-hmm. Was that year before last for the elementary schools because they needed snacks.
Oh yeah.
And, like lunch things that were to go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The summer. Principals were crying and hugging us because she said, you don't understand how many children go hungry.
You don't. Yeah.
And she's like, and they don't want to say anything. And so they pack this stuff for them. And the, like during the summer camps mm-hmm. and like just the amount of hugs we got and the tears. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know that's not selling a house and we all have those first time home buyer stories or even move up buyers. You know, they're selling a house or they're having family members move in to help take care of people. Right. Like we're part of those journeys, but we're also part of the local school systems. Right. And we're also part of like during COVID, we were out our whole office. We were out delivering supplies and food. And this year, Tracy and y'all did such a great job with the senior center. And I didn't even know that was a thing here. Had no idea.
I didn't either.
It's right up the street from our office.
And it's fabulous.
It's fantastic. Yeah, didn't know. And we went in there and cleaned it and made sure. And they were just so touched that they actually sent us a certificate of thanks. And it's just, they're like, that's not something that happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
But that's the joy too, is I just feel like people need to know that like what we do in our communities matters with the money that you pay us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of serving when you're helping someone buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I know we are compensated for it, but I know all of us sitting at the table, that's what we're serving them. Mm-hmm. We are happy to be helping mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
Find a home, mm-hmm. a home. Yeah.
Or get out of a situation
that
they need out of.
Yep.
You're right.
I mean, honestly, during the recession, some of the stories that were people like thanked you more than you could even begin to, your heart broke, but you got them through a short sale. They didn't lose their house in foreclosure and they were able to get cash for keys. Mm-hmm. They actually got cash to not ruin their own house.
Right. Yep.
And I remember a single mom just bawling and hugging me because that was the money she needed to move and would be enough for a security deposit. So she wouldn't be homeless. And so sometimes things are hard, but there's no judgment.
Mm-mm. No.
It's just how can we help the community across the board?
Right.
Yeah.
And I do think that gets lost in translation
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good stories. What else you got?
I mean, I've got so many good stories, and it's all about families. You know, mm-hmm. it's the families that I help. I'll tell you one, and I'm not going to say names in case this person ever listens to this.
Yep, same. Yep. Yep. We change the names to protect the guilty and innocent. So,
right.
We've sold their house over in Johns Creek, and I can't remember what year it was. It was 2 or 3 years ago. The market was pretty crazy, and we put it on the market before we went to the beach, and I was at the beach. We got it under contract, multiple offers, very quick closing, less than 30 days to close, find them another house. We found them another house, Dawson County. We moved. Everything was great. And about a year and a half later, this specific person and I go and have lunch together. And we're talking about, like, why do I do what I love to do? And all, you know, mm-hmm. why do I do this? And they said to me, which I thought was so, it touched me at that moment, but it made me realize why we do what we do. She said, "You don't realize what you did for our family. You moved us so quickly." Her daughter was graduating high school at the time, mm-hmm. but came out as same lesbian, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so it, she was having a really hard time to Aww. Where she was wanting to stay home. And there were some talks about suicide and all the things. And so as the mother, all she knew is she needed to get that house sold and move mm-hmm. as quickly as possible.
She needed her daughter out of that
she
situation.
She needed her daughter out of that situation. And I didn't realize that.
Sure.
So they kept it very quiet. And she didn't express that to me until 2 years later when we were having lunch. And she's like, "I just need you to know how thankful yeah. I am for you and what you did." And on that sense, I had somebody else just recently say that we got, this is house number 2 that I helped them buy and sell. And this just happened this year. And as soon as the closing was done, in her tears in her eyes, she said, "I cannot thank you enough. This has been the most smoothest transaction, and you have helped us in more ways than you realize." And so I think, although we become really close to those people mm-hmm. that we have transactions with, there's so much they don't tell us
yeah.
that they're just trusting that we are going to do what we say that we're going to mm-hmm. do, which is to get their home sold or find them the next place.
Yeah.
And so I nothing happens by accident. I've said this before.
I agree.
I'm reading a book right now that just confirms it, but nothing happens by accident, and the people that are in your life are there for a reason.
Right.
And it is more, it shows up in every single transaction that way. Me.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I doing this? Here it mm-hmm. is. Here's the reason or the lesson or what's going to come out of it that I can't see what's
yeah.
going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool business to be part of those stories. It's mm-hmm. just, you don't do, there's no other perfect. I'm sure
no.
there is, or maybe a counselor. I don't know.
Yeah.
We are counselors at
yes,
times,
we
right?
Are.
We're talking people off ledges
daily
or crying,
yeah.
I remember a situation where a girl, her dad had prostate cancer, and they weren't sure exactly what route he was going to go. And it was a daily
mm-hmm.
crying over the phone of, you know, "We don't know what we're doing. And I'm sorry, I'm just a basket case because of all this going on." So you are a counselor at times too. And I don't know that there's really a lot of other industries that we get that involved with families like we do in
mm-hmm.
real estate.
Well, homes yeah. are very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And leaving them is personal.
Yes.
And
it is.
Getting new ones mm-hmm. hopefully are always exciting.
Yep.
Sometimes they're not. There's just a sigh of relief
mm-hmm.
that they've gotten
mm-hmm.
where they're safe or they can afford it where they couldn't before.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
But I also agree that probably more than the last 10 or 15 years, there's a purpose to everything. I just got to quit thinking that I should be in charge and know what that purpose is. But, so right. My goal has been to just breathe because I live on a really high stress level, mm-hmm. mainly because of the job, I would say, the job I chose. But I am also a little ADD and very obsessive compulsive about certain things. And so I'm just trying to just not have control. Don't worry about that. You don't have control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to let you read that book that I'm reading too. Yeah. I sent it in the ALC chat.
Tell everybody what it is.
Oh, The Saint, The Surfer, and The CEO. It's so good. It's a parable.
Okay.
And I've forgotten the girl's name that wrote it. But anyway, it's about lessons. Like, I think if a 20-year-old read it, they're not going to get out of it what we would get out of it at this stage of life. But it's so good. So you definitely need to read it, especially since you said that.
I will.
To read it.
Yeah. I'll Google it.
And it probably has an audio, too, so you can just listen to it in the car if you're not a reader. I read it next to the pool this weekend. I was like, I can't put it down. I'm reading, sitting in the water. Yes. It's so good.
I'm going back to Indiana this weekend. Try to find it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Amazon has it. You can just ship it to you in 24 hours.
Amazon is my friend. Yep. It's not my American Express friend, but it is my friend. Especially now that we moved. I know it sounds silly, but I moved to Canton, and Canton has less. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking for XYZ, it's harder to find it in Canton.
Yeah.
You have to go to Alpharetta. You have to go to Cumming. You got to go downtown, or you go to Amazon.
Yeah, that's true.
Save the gas and move on to something else.
Yeah. I have another. Can we shout out to someone? Can we say something? Not that she'll ever be listening. I had the greatest experience with a co-op agent. She is 90 years old. She will be 90 years old this year. And she, so
I love that.
Kalita Eason, I'll never forget her.
It's a great name.
I know. And my client went to the open house. I didn't know she was going. And she said, I found the house I want to buy. I said, okay, I'll give the agent a call. She goes, well, she's 90. And I said, okay. I didn't think much of it. So I spoke to her a few times. She is sharp.
Is she a Metro Brokers agent?
No.
Okay. No, I don't know her then.
No, sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could, anyways, so sharp. So we got to talking a few times and she said, well, this is probably going to be my last transaction. I'm going to retire. And I finally said, how old are you? She said, I'll be 90 this year. I couldn't believe it. She is still in the car driving people around, like all over. I mean, on top of everything, she would run circles around most people I know. So we get to the closing table. I meet her. She is amazing. So I said, is this really your last transaction, Kalita? She said, well, little Southern lady. She said, well, and I said, I knew it. I knew it. You didn't quit. You're not doing it. So I made sure I called her on my way home and just thanked her. Like, she's been doing this for over 50 years.
Yeah. It's in her blood. Like, you can't get it out once you.
90.
Mm-hmm. No, and I.
And she, I just, we don't, we need to build each other up too,
yes,
as fellow
that's
like
so
agents.
Good.
When you have a co-op agent that's just helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We, mm-hmm. you know, yes. And yeah, anyways, that was
awesome.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Dressed to the nines. Just wow.
Well, and what kills me is, like, I know that they're like, how many retirement parties do you go to for agents? But really, like, I can't imagine.
Me neither.
I can imagine working by choice.
Yes.
But I can't imagine not working.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd be like.
This is my dilemma every day. Every day I get up.
Oh, wait. You will never believe how old Cindy is. Like, I will put money.
I think we've talked about it.
We have, but I can't remember.
Well.
Guess. Don't tell her.
Well, no.
She's already said it on the
podcast. No.
Because she's already said it on the podcast. So, like, she's already, like, disclosed it. So, you're not going to, like, you're not going to hurt her feelings.
Yeah. Well, you're not 89, are you? No, I would have said probably, like, 63?
I'm 70.
You're 70.
Yes.
And amazing. And that dress.
I know. Maggie was saying the other day, that she's body. Like, we got to have a podcast just about, like, how does Cindy look that amazing? Yes. Like, when I grow up and get become set, like, hello.
And a little tight dress today, ladies.
I know.
I mean,
I don't know how she does it.
I wear this dress all the time. It just must be a good day and the tan.
Oh, stop.
But when you said it was your birthday today, and Parker was sitting next to me, who's another loan officer, and I looked and I said, you know, I could be her mother. And he goes, what? I said, I was 20 when that lady was born.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, like, when do you retire? When is it right?
Well, she said that she couldn't sit at home with all the,
no.
No, I can't sit at home with all the old people.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Kalita said, well, I'm starting to forget things. And I thought,
me too.
You haven't forgot anything. Yeah. Like, if something needs to be signed, it's signed immediately. Mm-hmm. If an amendment needs to be drafted, it was done immediately. I thought, wow.
What are you? She probably is like me and can't remember where the keys are.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, neither can I.
Or where my jacket is because I walked off and left.
Here's the thing. I'm convinced though that our brains, I've decided. So this is, okay. This is, I've decided okay. This for us.
Scientific.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. Okay. Scientific. It's got to be true. So our brains, like, so because we're all in business and we all run businesses and we're all busting our butts every day, is that our brains start like prioritizing things, mm-hmm. and like there's no ROI on where your jacket is.
No,
like you're the client. Yeah, like I'm like,
I haven't lost my husband nor my dog.
Right.
True. So I know where my car is.
And the loan will close.
It'll close.
And the keys are somewhere in the office because I got here.
Yeah.
True.
And my phone, if I didn't have my watch to ping my phone, because God knows where I leave it in the office all the time.
I had to ping it this morning. Because I couldn't tell which bag it was in or if I had left it in the house. Because
there's no ROI on that.
Yeah, there's not. There's not. Maybe that's why you don't remember.
That's very scientific.
Thank you. Tisa approves it.
Smart. Yeah.
I think, too, our careers that we chose has an extreme amount of changes all the time and multitasking at the same time. There's a lot of careers that are not near... Because when you're dealing with multiple people, not just like if you're the employer.
Careers that don't change complete contracts every 6 months.
I heard there, my husband was in banking and IT and there was not. They changed contracts, every 6 years? And otherwise it was, he was in that age where you had an expense account and your main job was to wine and dine.
Right.
And he can do that with perfection, but it doesn't take a whole lot of memory skills to wine and dine.
Yeah. Right. No, but I mean, that's the truth is all of our stuff every 6 months, everything. And
everything
then
changes.
Every
transaction is completely different.
Yeah. Every deal is different. And then on your side, your stuff is changing, but our stuff impacts your stuff. Your stuff impacts our stuff. And so I'm not an expert in loans, but then you got to know enough to get, and it's like, dear Lord.
You have to just decide to be okay in not knowing everything they want you to know.
I
would spend all day just learning new products or changes in the products. So there are young people who have the capacity because they don't have other things in their life that can just recite them.
Yeah.
As long as I know where to go find it, that's all I'm going to do right now.
Yeah. You know, what's funny too, is an agent said this to me earlier is like, she's like, your style is to like, this is where that resource is. Mm-hmm. But she was saying, can you use more words sometimes? I'm like, I can, you just got to tell me that's what you need. But the point it's fair. It's very fair, especially with me. Cause I'll just be like, da-da-da. It's here.
Yeah.
But I am always okay as long as I know where to go find the information.
Yeah.
Because none of us can know it all.
No. Yeah. Well, we cannot.
No, we don't know it all.
My husband doesn't know that. That's what I was thinking. But otherwise,
he won't watch the podcast and know that we're.
Otherwise, you're right.
Otherwise. It's just, it's not possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I have had. It's funny because I've had Rachel call me before and be like, can I bounce something off you? Sure. And I'm like, well, that's a new one. We're going to have to phone in another friend. Let's phone Henry. Come on, Henry, join the conference call. And he'll be like, this isn't this, you know, I'm going to bounce that off to David. Like, there, we're always like, it's just, you know, I'm thankful for when it is easy and I can be like, oh, it's just this or this. But I mean, that's not.
It is about 1%.
Yeah.
Of all your transactions, I think, flow just smoothly. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what makes this job exciting.
It is.
It's the fact that it's not, it can't get boring.
Mm-mm. No,
because it's not cookie cutter.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the other thing you said.
The other thing I said, whatever that was.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah. I don't know that. I guess that's why we do love our jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely not boring.
No. And I haven't, well, I've known you forever, but I haven't known you for, but I can tell the successful people, the people that really are joyous. I mean, it's hard, but they have joy every time they walk into are the ones that like, part of it, you like that it's constantly changing and moving and it's not boring and it's not like, like I found an exciting thing to do with math. I do like math, but I don't want to just sit and do.
Right.
I don't want to be an accountant or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's one thing I'm good at. So I
I'm a
professional chatter. You blend that and you become a mortgage person.
Yeah. Yeah. Finance plus doing chatting.
Loan officer.
Yeah. I think, too, with our side is like there's pieces of it that do have to be super consistent and monotonous, but there's so much of it that isn't. Because I don't think anybody's job is not like every business needs leads, and to be have business coming in, a flow of business, or they go out of business. Sorry, that's just life. Yeah. That's businesses. And doctors need patients, or else they go out of business.
Yep.
And then they go work at wherever doctors work at when they don't have their own practices.
Kaiser?
Yeah, I don't know. Kaiser.
I don't know.
Where do they go?
A
hospital?
Maybe. Hey, somebody comment if you're a doctor and be like, where do the doctors who don't have practices go? I don't know.
Yeah.
So
Hawaii on vacation.
Right? Yeah. So, but it's like, so we have to create the business. And execute it at such a high level and
sustain the process.
Right. And so it is very rare that you find somebody, I've never met anybody who's good at all of that. 100%. You need help. You need a team. You need support, all the things, which we have all of that. It's not that, but you've got to see the big picture, be okay with the things that are monotonous, but also be ready to pivot and change and problem solve so fast that you can keep up with the flow of which everything needs. And to be really good at that, I do think that's a unique person.
Yes,
yeah, for sure.
I think it's a unique person.
Yeah,
for sure.
Pivot should be the main word because in mortgages and China, as I'm come to work, and she was talking about, she's the best pivoter because we go to her and say, can we do this or what are we going to do about that? She was talking about another one who you will know the loan officer, but they got it almost ready to go to closing and the co-borrower had retired and moved back to her other country and didn't tell a very good loan officer that happens to also own the company that I get. And sometimes I'm going to just say it's culture and they don't understand. They qualified. They think when you're qualified,
it's
you're
a
done.
Boxes checked. Yeah. And we're all done.
Yeah.
Done.
And then retired and went back to their native country.
So you had to pivot.
I said, so what'd you do, China? I had to pivot.
Big time.
We got a different co-borrower.
Yeah.
Well, this one is
those are the behind
here.
The scenes the things that people don't see.
Yeah.
China's, if she watches this, I haven't given her, she's going to see I talk about her a lot, but she's so funny and she's so Southern. And she'll call me and she'll go, I'm about ready to have a come apart.
That's a good one.
I know. We might have to steal that.
We may have to drag her down here.
I was going to say, the next time she's in the area, you need to have her on the show.
But that's not even the highest level of come apart. and I will do it, not do it justice, but it's kind of like about ready to have a real come apart or something like
something
that.
Something like that, like
and
a real one.
And if she says that, I go, I'll talk to you later.
And I'm going to slowly back away.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes. All right, that was it.